Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Well, welcome to the show, and thanks for joining me today. Today is one of my favorite shows. I say this all the time, every time it comes up, but it is. Today is a Conversations with Carol show, and what that means is there's really no specific topic that I'm going to be covering. I am going to be talking about a code word that came to me this morning when I was doing my quiet meditation time, and basically my guide shared that I thought was for me, but of course it's always for all of us. But that's basically all I'm going to be sharing, and the rest of the show is going to be devoted to taking your calls and answering your questions. Now, as a medical intuitive, we can always talk about your health. I'll love to share my medical intuitive skills with you. But also, if you have a question about career path or relationship or just a question in general, one of the things that I've learned is that my intuitive skills can actually go beyond the medical intuition aspect of it. Now, I need to tell you, I'm not a Venus. Oh my gosh, she is absolutely fabulous. If you haven't listened to her show, you're going to want to listen to it on Contact Talk Radio. I'm not a Sylvia Brown, but doggone, those answers just seem to come through. So we can talk about just anything that you would like to discuss. And again, my medical intuitive skills are certainly a part of that. So if you have a question for me about your health or just a question in general, you can call me at 877-230-3062. That number is good in the U.S. and Canada, as well as international callers. International callers, you'll have, of course, dial your calling code, and then 877-230-3062. I'd also like to invite you to join me to my free October Your Health teleclass. November and December welcomes in the influenza flu season. So my teleclass this month in October is going to be held tomorrow evening, October 28th at 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And the topic is influenza. And I'm going to be exploring how conventional medicine, alternative medicine, and intuitive medicine really views the viruses behind the flu epidemics that we have. Now, epidemics can be literally just within our communities and our states, or it can be a pandemic. And one of the things I'm going to be sharing also that's kind of a bonus to this class that's different than I've done before is I'm actually going to be correlating this swine flu that we now have, the strain that's coming up that's mutating extremely quickly, and how the psychological components of consciousness of where we are now matches the consciousness in 1918 when we literally had the pandemic flu that killed hundreds of thousands of people. Now, it isn't about the flu and killing people, but it is just to let you know of the correlation between consciousness. The more fear-based we get, the more fear scarcity we have, then literally the way it changes the chemistry of the brain, changes the chemistry of the body, and it can leave us more vulnerable to getting the flu. So I'm going to be doing that as a bonus as well. And then as all my teleclasses, I'm going to be sharing the hidden psychological meanings behind the flu. For example, negative attitudes always impact the immune system. When the immune system is impacted, compromised, suppressed, then we're vulnerable to colds and flus in the cold and flu in the season. Also, what it looks like in the energy body and where in the chakras or the energy body is really the place that we need to take care of the most to be able to ensure that not only our mind and our spirit, our energy is healthy, but also that emotional health is in that the origin site of where we really can do most of our work in healing prior to the flu season. And then that way we aren't as prone to being susceptible to flu itself. Then what I'll be doing also is how to always alternative choices to be able to minimize the duration and then also to help manage or eliminate the complications that are associated with the flu. And then on top of all of that, the teleclass is 60 minutes in length. It will be recorded, so it will be available for purchase after the teleclass itself in a few days. But what I'm going to do is the same thing that I do on my Conversations with Carol class. I actually hang around on the phone for 20 to 30 minutes and I answer questions from the participants in the teleclass. Now, again, most important, it's all free. And so if you're interested in it, just go to my website, www.ritberger.com. Share it with a friend. Have them sign up as well. You'll get a participant phone number and an access code, and then all you do is just dial in, and we can actually go through the class itself. Now, following that class, there will be an audio download and a printable PDF on the flu. So a lot of the stuff that I cover in the class in the 60 minutes may not allow me to cover everything on the PDF. So we'll have both of those available for purchase after the teleclass, after a few days. So when I was spending time with my guides, as I do in the morning, I really don't call it meditation. Because of my personality color being a yellow, I tend to have a difficult time really getting into that meditative state that I've been told that we should, or taught that I should. My brain is just too busy with the idle chatter. So what I do is I enter into those quiet times, typical of my personality, asking lots of questions. And the question on the table today was that the energy feels so erratic now. It feels like distractions are happening quicker. Emotional charges are happening quicker. Our difficulties that we have dealing with people and our personality differences seem to be rearing their head in a way that it's difficult for us to stay true to who we are and balanced in our own uniqueness, and yet still be able to honor people where they are. Decisions are happening quicker. That self-doubt that comes up, that bubbles to the surface, is bubbling up quicker. So I asked the guides, so what can we do? What can I do, because of course it was all about me to begin with, but what can we do to be able to help us through this time of quickened change that we're in, that's going to be able to help us stabilize and keep our balance so we can discern what to engage with and what not to, what battles to choose and what battles not to, where to put our energy and where not to. And so the word they gave me is the word trust. Now, any of you that have seen my channelings that I do the first of the year, you'll see that trust is always a word that seems to come forward in some form in what I write as I do the channelings. But trust, and they were very specific in what they said. First and foremost, in order to prepare us for the energy of 2011, which is basically the energy of learning to find our way, what we have to do is we have to trust, first and foremost, ourself. So trust in yourself. If you don't know what that looks like, then it's a perfect time for you to have your quiet time, or your, you know, I call it my time out, but not in a negative way, or meditate, or dialogue with your guides, and ask yourself and ask your guides, what does trusting yourself look like? Does that mean trusting your intuition? Absolutely. Does it mean trusting your instincts? Absolutely. Does it mean trusting your common sense? Absolutely. Does it mean trusting what your body is telling you in that gut? Absolutely. Now, you notice that I said trust yourself those four different ways because of my world and personality. Not every personality is going to hear when I say trust your intuition. They may respond to trust your common sense or what makes sense. So again, it's learning to trust yourself. One of the things that I can tell you, when you do trust yourself, then you will not get that fight or flight. Everything will seem to fall into a sink. It'll fall into a rhythm. Your behavior is appropriate for you. It doesn't compromise you. So important for you to first and foremost go in. Code word is trust. Trust yourself. Trust your intuition. And trust the decisions that you are making. One of the things that I've realized, of course, it is the plight of my yellow personality, is that it's that self-doubt. Now, all personality colors experience self-doubt. However, when I look at self-doubt, and I'm going to ask you to do the same, self-doubt doesn't mean that the next thing you do is going to be wrong. Self-doubt is really your soul's way of stopping you to do a reality check. Reality check. Is this what you choose to do? Does this compromise you? Do you have enough information to make the decision that is best for you in this moment? Hindsight, when we think of self-doubt, we immediately go into the past, pull up all the decisions we've made that at the time really were the right decision, But in hindsight, they were the wrong decision, as we found out, or we believe they were, which they really weren't, but they believe we were. So when you hit that self-doubt, it's a reality check. It says, go back and look at those decisions and weigh the decision you've made against those. But I will tell you that your conscious mind, that left brain, will always look for the negative first, all of the reasons why you shouldn't do this decision based on the past, where the right brain will always look at the possibilities and just use, it's almost a pacifying, really, for that left brain to go back and to say, okay, so do we do this? When that left brain says, oh no, don't do this, you've done it before, the reality is you haven't. The right brain goes in and goes, reality check, what information? Are you trusting yourself? Is this going to compromise you? Does it go against your values? Is it going to put you in an untenable position? Is it going to create a feeling of helplessness and hopelessness? When you hit that place, it's definitely not going back to that same decision. Then also, if you have sadness, a reality check. We use emotions and history to be able to help us with a reality check. If the information is what you need, it feels good. You can even write it down on a piece of paper, tuck it underneath your pillow. Don't tell anybody what your decision is. Tuck it underneath the pillow, sleep on it, take it out the next morning. And if you don't get that that happens in the gut, then what you do is you follow through. So there's a lot of things we can do. So trust your decisions and use self-doubt as a reality check, kind of a check and balance, instead of going in and having it just absolutely stop you in the tracks and paralyze you and put you into that place of helplessness and hopelessness because you can't make the right decision. You've never made the right decision. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All the things we hear in the brain. Take a deep breath. Calm. Do a reality check, be present in the moment, and then if it all lines up and it feels right, then go for it. And that's the best decision at the best time. You will be asked to make a lot of decisions in this year of resolve, which is what 2010 is about. You will be asked to make a lot of decisions, and those decisions are happening at a faster pace. So just a little insight I always love to share. Typical of a good yellow, go and share the wealth of the information, because you never know. It may be that at some point in time, those pearls of wisdom that they shared with me, not Carol, but they shared with me, is something that you too can certainly use to be able to help you in this time of great change in the preparation for 2011, which is finding your own way. A little bit of sneak preview of what 2011 is going to be. So let's go ahead. It is a Conversations with Carol show today. Hi, Joe from California. How can I help you?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I'm having a variety of health challenges, and I recently had a live blood cell analysis done, so I have some insight into some of it from the physical perspective, but I'm wanting to see if you can expand on the physical and then explore the other levels of me that is affecting this.
All right. I'm going to jump in, and then I'm going to ask you to go back. When I pick you up energetically, you're in a battle between what you think is right and what you feel is right. And I know that's a very blanket, generic comment, but when I go even deeper, what I'm finding is that you're not being true to your personality. Excuse me if that sounded judgmental. It wasn't intended that way, but it was that reality check. In this process of who you are and what you're here to do personally, you're caught up in behavior that basically is representative of your childhood. Frankly, honey, it's representative of your mother. The gift of our mothers is that they share the wealth of their fears and insecurities that also can come in and can help us learn who we are. It isn't that they're really gifting us with their garbage, but what they're doing is they're really helping us move forward. In the challenges that you have with your body, the second chakra is tied specifically to the ovaries, first chakra to the uterus, cervix, and so forth. When I go in and touch who you are, then I go into the breast area, then I go into the thyroid, and then I start finding all this imbalance that's happening. So you have been, your doctors have given you, it really doesn't feel like a diagnosis, but it feels like they've given you a direction. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. Would you mind sharing that?
Excuse
Good
me.
Girl, you just hacked up that hairball that was in that chakra.
Yeah, well,
I needed you to do that.
I've been hacking up a lot for the last week.
yes, you have.
I've been determined from the live blood cell that I have babesia, mm-hmm. which is a form of Lyme disease.
Correct.
And that I am also B12 and folic acid deficient.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying that they don't want to give me B12 and folic acid because that could put the Lyme disease on steroids, so to speak.
Exactly, it can.
So I'm trying to do things from the back door, and it seems to just be getting worse, and my energy is totally exhaustion, and I've got things that I know I need to be doing, but I have no energy to do them.
Exactly. So now I'll go back to what I originally said. The best... The area that you are energetically, the chakra that you are out of sorts with, is the second chakra. That's our human emotion chakra. In that particular case, what I picked up is I picked up the fear of abandonment in that particular area. And, you know, I have to say this. This is not your fear. This is your mom's fear. And, again, it's not to speak poorly. Anytime any of you listen to me, this isn't to speak poorly or to point fingers at people. But it's just to give you insight that a lot of times we carry things that, frankly, isn't ours.
Right.
So when you go in, that throws you off balance. You are doing a lot of clearing of house. The thing that you can do is that you can go in, and the first thing is we want to reestablish the flora in your small intestine. What we want to do is you want to eat alkaline-based foods. Those alkaline-based foods are naturally high in folic acid and naturally high in B12. So look at diet. Look at foods that you can eat that are alkaline versus acidic, that are high in both of those. That will help give you the energy. Your liver is part of the entire digestive process. When the liver, when food isn't being assimilated the way it needs to, when it changes the chemistry and of the second chakra small intestine, we become too acidic. It immediately changes the pH and weakens our immune system. When it weakens our immune system, now we have an immune system that's looking at everything from an inflammation standpoint. That means that the liver has to work harder to be able to get rid of all of the toxins, all of the activity that's going on. And it has a lot of different roles, but its primary purpose of the liver is to be able to be the waste management plant of who we are. So in the diet change, if you look at alkalized-based foods that are very high in green, in chlorophyll, what you will do is you will also get a lot of folic acid and B12 from that. That will stimulate red blood cell count. That will help reestablish the pH balance in your small intestine. It'll reestablish the pH balance in your immune system. So then you'll have not only energy, but then you'll have an immune system that will be able to deal with any of the residue of any Lyme disease activity that has started. The next thing is, sweetie, is that you have candida. And in that particular process, the changes in diet that I'm looking at will be very helpful for that. It goes systemic. It seems to settle in your chest. But more importantly, it creates this kind of a clog between your breathing and your mouth and your nose, the sinus area. So what you'll want to do, my sense is, long story short, Joe, is the best thing I think that you can do is to really work with a nutritionist, find yourself a homeopath. You might even want to find an integrative medicine doctor that can look at nutrition from a way to be able to give you what you're looking for. We need to get your immune system back, sweetie, to the point where it stops overreacting to this, what it's reading is a flare-up of the Lyme's disease. That's loading down your liver. Your liver isn't being able to cleanse the way it needs, and then it creates the perfect storm for small intestine, candida, yeast balance, yeast, fungus, and bacteria imbalance. That will help you. The other thing I have to ask is, did the doctor do a test on your thyroid, sweetie?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Did you come in low?
Yes.
Okay. Whoever you work with, I'm taking a deep breath for you because that just seemed important at the time. whoever you're going to choose to work with, ask them if you can find a natural thyroid process or supplement or armor. It's not prescribed by doctors. Something that you can do that can help boost the energy and the dynamics of your thyroid. That's kind of that coughing the hairballs up, like I was saying. It's getting a lot of stuff that you've got buried down in that second chakra, down in that lower back, down the small intestine. Your soul is saying, we need to hack this up, get this out. It doesn't belong to you.
Yeah, I'm already on Nature Thyroid.
Okay.
It is a supplement that's similar to Armor, but Armor was reformulated and had some ingredients right. that I wasn't favorable for.
Okay, very good. So I can tell you that because I didn't pick up that you were on it doesn't mean that it's wrong. It just means that maybe you need to revisit it to see if in for a period of time while we're getting everything else established, reestablished and balanced, if you may need to increase the dosage. I would encourage you to ask whoever you're working with that basically put you on that to do that before you actually do anything. And you might even want to take the test results from the thyroid, and then that would be able to help the person be more effective. But my sense, I didn't pick up that you were on anything. So what you're doing for me energetically didn't give me that warm fuzzy that it was working completely the way you needed.
Okay. So how long do you see that I've had the Lyme disease? Because there's periods of time that I now, in retrospect, I'm thinking that I've had it before and it flares up and goes away or mm-hmm. subsides, et cetera. So do you have any indication of when I got that?
I do. 13.
Really? Okay.
Where did you live when you were 13?
Missouri.
Did you do a lot of outdoor activities?
Not a great deal, but I was a Girl Scout and we did some camping.
Okay. Can you go 15, 16 in age? Did you get tired at that time?
I've been tired a lot of my life.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, what it felt like is it felt like that you were infected at 13, and I really can start to pick up the first expression, as I call it, probably late 15, 16, and I can pick it up again 22 to 26. It seems to run... when you first started getting it, it was just a low grade that ran longer period of time. I think if we can get your immune system back stabilized and your pH back, then my sense is that you won't have this reoccurrence, for a long period of time, that it's something that can be dealt with. But it's, you've got age and you've got a lot of other changes that have occurred. You've got the psychological stress that you're under. If you go back 15, 16, look at where you were. That was part of the thing is the psychological stress. Then when 22 to 26, look at the psychological stress. You'll be able to find a pattern there.
Okay. And one more thing is, do I have fibroids?
You do. You do. Now, the one thing I can tell you is that as you decrease the estrogen output, then your fibroids will start to decrease. They actually do in size. They can still be energetically there. I always think of fibroids as part of this toxic waste that the liver itself isn't able to work with the way it needs to. And that can be when we're in the high estrogen dominant stages of our female lives and so forth. But you can look at them as toxic wave sites and go from that. But you do have fibroids. You're aware that you have them both in the uterus and the breast?
Yes, I have fibrocystic breasts. I was more addressing the uterus at this point, yeah.
Yes, so you are a love. I'm going to share something with you. Whatever triggers this, sweetie, in you and these cycles is tied to shame.
Okay.
And if you can relate to that word and you can find at a very early age what created this shame in you, because we aren't born with shame. It's a gift of our conditioning and everything. And then be courageous enough to say who without blaming, and that's courage to be able to do that, then what you will find is that the root of what you're dealing with now is the decisions you are making, the hairballs that you're trying to get up, as I lovingly say, you're trying to get that shame out of you.
Okay.
And if
I'll
you
have to
could
sit with that one and figure that one out.
Yep. Well, let's put it this way. You should be ashamed of yourself. Did your mom ever say that to you?
Not that I can remember.
Okay. Did someone else say that to you? That's the most important thing. That's when it starts. Okay. We do something. Maybe we'll take a toy from somebody or a sibling or somebody. Or maybe we're at school and we'll do something that's inappropriate. And it'll be, you should be ashamed of yourself. And that builds up and builds up and builds up. So what it creates is feelings of inadequacy. Do you have that?
Sometimes, yes.
Okay. So if you can't find the shame, go in and look at the areas of inadequacy in your life and ask what it is and how did it come about and who gifted it. And again, it's not blame. It's just being able to look for a pattern, sweetie.
Right.
And if you look at that, where you are now, you're going to see parallels and you're going to see repetition, and that will help you in shortening the cycle of this and then also changing behavior, thoughts, and letting go of emotions so we don't have to have a reoccurrence like this.
And is there anything with the thyroids that I can do from a supplement perspective to assist that and change?
One of the things I always suggest is that, again, I'm not a practitioner, so excuse me, I'll have to go the way that I'm most comfortable. And the way that I am most comfortable is that one of the things I would encourage you to do is use castor oil packs on the fibroids themselves. They are gelatinous in nature. One appears that it's got a little bit of a semi-solid to it. That's nothing to be concerned about. But castor oil packs would be able to remove them. Now, of course, we can't put a castor oil pack on the uterus itself, but what we can do is in the pubic area, and we can remove the toxin from the fibroid through the pores of the skin, as Edgar Cayce told us in a lot of his great work.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Joe. What
Thank
a pleasure.
You so much.
My pleasure. Let's jump in and let's take one more, and then I'll go to a commercial break so I can get in. Hi, Ariel from Tennessee. Hi, sweetie.
Oh, hello. Thank you very much for taking my call.
You are most welcome. How can I help you?
I figured you would tell me exactly what I needed to hear, or I was hoping anyway.
Oh, my gosh, pressure. Go ahead. Okay,
no pressure. No pressure. Remember, this is one of those random universal things, right? My energy, your energy,
you
all
know
of that.
What? I love you. Thank you for sharing that with me. My gosh, are you a reminder service? Okay, so no pressure. How can I help you, sweetie?
I am recovering from a period of long depletion. It took years, okay?
Yes. Yes, it did.
And I feel that I'm not making enough progress. And, as quickly as I would like, I demean myself and tell myself I'm lazy or whatever, even though, when you function on pure willpower, you refuse to accept the fact that you're truly exhausted.
Oh, I can relate so much, yes.
and I am very blessed. I did gain acceptance into a graduate education program, so I'm working on certification so I can transition to being a teacher.
Very good.
From that corporate lifestyle where I got laid off, as millions of others did.
Correct.
Financially, it's been, I have, survival fear. Thank you for laughing. I am trying to say this very humorously. And part of me, but it's very, and then I'm challenged to keep a positive attitude, attitude. And I find myself going into any form of, the fear vibration. The school started, and I'm supposed to make this incredibly good impression on these people. I ended up with a massive sinus infection. I'll call that a healing crisis if you want, but the whole point is it was real. And I'm very fortunate that my body has not broken in the ways that many of my colleagues, God rest their souls, the ones that have not made it.
Right.
I understand, I have gratitude for this, but I feel like I'm not doing enough. And I figured you'd say, my God, woman, you need to drink 4 liters of water, not three. You know,
or
something. You know, there's the
yeah,
and you could like hit the buttons and go, look, because I'm not my own intuitive levels are. I was born intuitive, like everybody, you know, but I'm shut down.
Yeah.
You know, part of that is it's starting to come back, but it's a little frightening to me, too. You know how that goes when you open it up and you go, oh, my God, who said that? You know,
exactly.
You know, and I know better, you know, because, I mean, I'm old enough to have had a lot of experience with this for decades.
Right.
And then when I want my intuition to open up and go, oh, yes, this is my healing power, it's not like I can hit the button.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, jump right in with this. The first thing I am going to tell you is that thank you for calling, because the minute I heard your vibration, I thought, oh my goodness, everybody that I talk to is certainly part of my process. But one of the things I'm going to tell you, the way to be able to eliminate the questioning and that part where we start to self-deprecate because we don't do things as quickly as we should, the best thing I can say to you is that it's important for you to trust your body. Your body will recover. You feel to me, honey, like you're like me. You're like that ever ready bunny. If you're not being productive, you can't justify your existence as a result. We never really slow down. We just keep on going. We tend to go from one thing to the other. We keep seeing everything as almost a problem, just needing an immediate answer. As we do that, what we do is we literally do deplete our energy and our energy body. We deplete our physical resources. We start using our reserves, kind of like we do if we have financial struggles and stuff. We go into our reserves and so forth. And because of your personality, the place that you will always go to is you will go to the survival element, survival in your own body, survival in life, survival in belonging. There's just a lot of facets to it. So the first thing I can say to you is kind of like Mary Poppins, take a spoonful of trust every day. And that's the way to start the day from the standpoint that what can you do from the time you get up to the time you go to bed that you can accomplish, not all these open-ended things because of the personality. It keeps it open and we keep spinning and we use up our energy for the day and then keep going into our reserves. All of a sudden we become completely depleted. And our body, frankly, has to have the time to be able to replenish itself, restore the imbalance that's been there for a long time. So again, the trust part of it. As far as the physical body itself, the very best thing you can do is to basically do what you're doing. Get out and use your mind. Allow your mind to become active, relearn how to learn, see it as stimulating. You may not physically have the energy to be able to sustain yourself because of the depletion and everything. So in that case, you're going to have to learn to manage your energy until your body can get back where it needs to. But one of the things, the best thing for your personality color and my personality color is for us to become mentally engaged in something that we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. It's the open-endedness. It's the unknown that puts us in the fear of survival. So in doing that, because of the neurology of who you are, you're going to go back and forth about intuition. You're going to believe you can turn it on, and you can. But it's also going to come to you kind of like this overwhelming thing that's going to overtake you mentally. And part of the reason for that is so that you can take a deep breath, stop yourself, slow yourself down, and then be able to think more clearly. Everything that you're experiencing, Ariel, is starting at, let's see, how can I say this? It starts in everyone else's head. But sweetie, I say this with great love from one personality color to the other that is exactly the same. You're never going to have enough information. You're never going to have all the answers. The best you can do is work in the moment. And the best thing that we can do as personalities is trust our body will get back to where it needs to. And that is the most difficult thing because we, in our personality colors, we forget we have a body because we live so much in our head. And our body gets depleted. We don't even know it. And then all of a sudden we get that beautiful cosmic 2x4. That's the best thing I can say to you. And that cosmic 2x4 is our body one day says, I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do. I can't find any more reserves. I'm not broken. I just don't know where to go. And that means that you and I have to get in our body. And when we do that, then our body will recover. You have to have something to look forward to and something to do every day that you can get completion for. That's the best medicine that I can tell you.
Thank you.
You are most welcome. And I couldn't even go the physical body because the physical body goes, would you just tell her to slow her brain down a tad? If it just slow her brain, your body just said, if she had just slow her brain down a little bit, I might as a body catch up with her. So anyway, light and love to you, my love. I'm going to have to go ahead and take a quick break. Thanks very much, Ariel, for calling me. Okay, let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break. I'm going to come back because my lines are full and I want to answer as many questions as I possibly can. Stay tuned.
Would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
Well, welcome back. If you're just joining me, today's show is what I call Conversations with Carol, and that means I'm going to be taking your questions and answering your calls, answering questions about your health. I'm going to be sharing my medical intuitive skills or any topic that you may have a question for me. I'd love to be able to talk to you. So if you do, you can call me at 877-230-3062. I also mentioned in the first segment that I will have a free Your Health teleclass tomorrow evening, October 28th, and that will be at 5 o'clock Pacific Daylight Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time. The topic for the October teleclass is influenza, flu, and I'm going to be talking about flu, the H1N1, and then also the avian flu, and why do we as humans get that flu? And then also, or maybe mutated strains of it. And then also, I mentioned that I am going to have an audio download and a PDF of the influenza teleclass available after a few days. And that reminds me that I also wanted to let you know that if you're interested in looking at any of the topics, there's actually 18 of them that I've covered. I have audio PDFs and printable PDFs available for purchase. I also have a free audio and printable PDF on breast cancer. So just go to my website, www.reitberger.com. You're more than welcome to download the free PDFs and then also the audio. And hopefully the information will be of value. We've got a try before you buy feature. So if you're looking at fibromyalgia, maybe depression, chronic fatigue, prostate cancer, breast cancer, any of the different illnesses that I've done a teleclass on, you can listen to it or you can read the first page and decide if it's really what you're interested in purchasing. So again, that is all available on www.reitberger.com. BERGER.com. All right. So since this is a conversation with Carol, let's jump in. Hi, Bonnie. How are you from Maine?
Oh, thank you very much for taking my call.
My pleasure. How can I help you, hon?
I have chronic nausea.
Yes, you do.
I've had it for a very long time, and I have exhausted the medical profession and the naturopathic profession. And I'm still sitting here with chronic nausea, which is seems to be getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if
okay.
It's a medical thing, a psychological thing, a spiritual thing.
Well, there's first of all, sweetie, let me take it to your body.
Okay.
The nausea itself, I went in and immediately, because of how I can pick it up in the body, I immediately went in and I looked for an inner ear issue, and I could not find anything. So it isn't like we're really dealing with a vertigo, or we're not even dealing. It's got a little bit of energy, a benign positional vertigo, as it's called, meaning that the way that you hold your head and the way that your spine is, that in certain positions, it puts pressure on the cranial nerves, especially cranial nerve number 10, the vagus nerve. And then what that does, that nerve actually comes down the spinal cord, comes out in the thoracic plexus, which is right there between kind of that, right in that breast sternum area. So it animates both the breathing and it animates the stomach. So when I go in, I look for the inner ear and it's like, no, that's not where it is. But when I started going into the spine, there's actual some physical things that have happened in your body that really has been there. Did you take a major fall?
I did.
Seven or 8 years old?
Oh, back that far.
Yeah, because that's
I don't really know. Well, I do remember being told I fell down a length of concrete stairs as a child. I don't know how old I was.
Okay. My sense is that's when this skeletal muscular dynamics that we have is started the process. Then what'll happen is then, yes, because you told me and I went there, you did have another really bad fall that, again, jarred it, re-injured it. The muscles started trying to adapt to be able to hold you upright and so forth. And then over the course of time, your muscles and your spine have become extremely comfortable with how to manage this injury to the point where it doesn't allow you to be so nauseated that you can't function. But it's always there because of the fact that the muscles are always pulling against each other, trying to keep everything where it needs to be. So the thing that I would suggest, if you are open to continue trying this, is you can always look at craniosacral work. That would be very helpful for you. What it will do is it will seat the brain into the skull the way it needs to. It'll take the pressure off of the occiput place in the joints, in the jaws, and then that will help that cerebral spinal fluid stabilize there. That will help that vagus nerve stabilize, and then you'll find that the nausea will deplete. The other aspect of it is that you could look at doing some myofascial work, where you could go in and do some it's not beat the daylights out of you, but it's a very gentle way to release that deep muscle tension down into the very depths of the muscles themselves. You could also, I keep wanting to do chiropractic because it's the most obvious, but I need to tell you, I can't go to chiropractic. And all my chiropractors that are listening, excuse me, I'm not trying to eliminate you, but it's just that your body is so comfortable with way it's established its muscle structure with the skeleton itself, that my concern is if we change that skeleton before we can get those muscles relaxed the way they need to, then what we're going to do is we're going to exasperate the process problem, and then you're going to really be nauseated. So I think if we looked at the muscle release work, you might want to look at some hot and cold muscles, you might want to look at doing some castor oil packs on the back of the spine. The area of the injury that I'm picking up that continually gets injured, even if it's on your bottom or your neck, is in that thoracic junction, which is right around where those shoulder blades are and just right at the base of the shoulder blades.
You're absolutely right on track.
Yeah.
I'm so sore there, I can't even put a finger on it.
You are. So you could use castor oil packs. You could go to someone that could do some massage. If you did go to a chiropractor, what you would like them to only do to start, sorry, chiropractors out there, but I'm working with their body, is to use an activator. And that's basically like a little puncher. It's kind of like a little sonic little thing that in that area. But honey, until we can get that area released, your head isn't going to be on straight. I mean that with love, but it's the truth, because your spine, your cervical vertebrae right at the base of your neck up into the occiput, right at the ear area and everything, they're each twisted in different directions trying to get you where you need. So that's the equilibrium issue. And then I go down into the pelvic area, and when you pull too much on the right, where your right shoulder's high, then your left hip drops. And when your left shoulder, your right shoulder drops, your left shoulder lifts, and then your right hip drops. So we've got some dynamics that are going on, and I think that would be the very best thing. So I would look at myofascial release. I would look at craniosacral. For some reason, that just really keeps jumping out at me, that would be able to give you this chronic nausea relief you're looking for.
Oh, thank you so much for that.
You are welcome. It literally, sweetie, is a physical issue. I can go back into the childhood. One of the things I can say with love is that you've always been so engaged in so many different things. I'm sure that's part of the angst that I feel and frustration right now, is you can't do the million things that you usually do. But
yeah,
one of the things as a child, it feels like you were always doing all these things and turning around, looking behind. And it's almost like the metaphor is, I find that when you get too many things going, you look behind and then you keep running into these light posts.
That's true.
Yeah, but just do it from a physical standpoint, Bonnie, and I think that will start to give you the relief. And the little bit of relief you get, then your body is basically going to be able to remember it can right itself. It can experience a day or a moment without nausea. It'll be like reprogramming the brain as well.
Thank you. So it's just a real gentle process of body work, cranial sacral, maybe some myofascial release around the spine. And okay.
Yeah, and then your castor oil packs, you might want to get some Tramiel, a homeopathic remedy. You might want to get some Arnaflora gel. You might want to look at Biofreeze. You might want to look at a product called Sombra. Sombre, that is pronounced S-O-M-B-R-E, I think it is. And then what you can do is, all of those are natural. They are easy on the liver, and that will help you tremendously.
Okay. I have one quick last question, and it may put you on the spot. I don't know. I had a piece of a Hodgkin's disease that I think is cleared. It was several years ago. I tend not to go the traditional medical route, so I didn't do chemotherapy or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's gone, and I just wonder if you can tell me whether it's gone or not.
I can tell you, because I can't diagnose, but I can tell you that what you are experiencing right now with the nausea is not tied to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Right.
It's not. I can tell you that. So hopefully that can help take away some of the fears that I can pick up inside of you that this is not a reoccurrence of it.
Okay, great. Well, thank
that's
you, Carol.
Best.
I really
You are
appreciate
welcome.
It.
That's the best I can do, because I'm not a doctor. I can't diagnose.
Well, that's
but
a
that's
lot.
As,
thank you
that's
very,
as close
very much.
As I can come. You are welcome. All right. I am going to try to squeeze in one more caller. Hi, Janine from Massachusetts. Hi, sweetie.
Hello.
I'd like to at least talk to you. And let's go in and let's jump in. How can I help you, sweetie?
I just wanted to know sort of
physical or psycho-emotional issues surrounding my breast cancer. The cancer itself was very small. It was removed. It has not gone into the lymph nodes. I don't need chemotherapy. But I just want you to go in and check that out.
Okay, I can
do
that.
My right breast.
Absolutely. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
I can. The emotion that we hold as females in our right breast is grief. And that's grief that maybe we couldn't do enough for people. Maybe we couldn't help them enough. Maybe we didn't give enough of ourselves. Maybe we've had a lot of loss with other people. Maybe we've had a loss of friends. Grief in the right breast is all around loss of ourself and loss of others and not doing enough. So if you can go in and I can pick it up, sweetie, in the work that you're doing at the level of spiritual work you're doing, this grief has reared its head again. And it says it, when I say that, I'm not talking about this big melodramatic situation. It's just part of this release work that you're asking me to help you with and being able to find out what do I need to let go, Carol, that can allow this part of me to be able to feel healthy and whole. Now, the gift that you are different than many people that I read, many women with breast cancer, is it's around out external things, other people, life, experiences, jobs, careers, friends. It's always external, the grief, sweetie. The gift of it is that even with everything you've gone through, you didn't get disappointed in yourself. I don't get to say that very often.
I totally agree. I've gone through many losses, divorces, a divorce, loss of my three parents, my brother, my two parents, my brother, job loss, career loss, I mean, dog losses. It goes on ad infinitum in a very short period of time.
Absolutely. And you know, I always say, excuse me for interrupting you, but I always say that the breast is where we suckle ourselves on the left breast and we suckle others. And pretty soon, if you have so much loss, you have so much of that, sweetie, then what happens is it just runs out of energy and depletes. Excuse me. Now, please finish.
I have an additional question. I don't have a support system. I've lost my friends. They've sort of run away from me with even the announcement of having had a small tumor, no larger than half the size of a coffee bean. That's how small it was.
Yep.
And I also don't have any family except for my sister. My sister is totally non-supportive, and I just want to ask you about her because my relationship is not good, and she's the only family I have.
Well, except she's the only family you have. What do you need to do for you, Janine, that can keep that family connection still established but not put yourself in a position where you feel that you are less than? And
well,
one of the things I can say, excuse me, sweetie, is that your sister doesn't know what to do with you. She never has. She never will.
No. No, that's what it is. She said, I don't have answers. I said, I don't need answers. When I call you, all I need to hear is, I'm your sister. I love you. I support you. You don't
Absolutely.
Have to have an answer.
Absolutely.
In addition to that, she can know. When I told her I loved her, she said, I can't say that to you. And I really can't forgive you. You've been selfish your whole life. It's been all about you, Janine. And
so I go back, my love. You do what Janine needs to do to remain healthy. If that means that you need to call every once in a while, you know what the predictability is going to be.
Oh, I don't want to call her because I'm so afraid because the last conversation was so negative.
Okay, so let's cross that off. What do you need to do for you to know that she's family? And you can just then you can just move on.
I meditate. I go to mass. I read a lot. I have been reading prolifically on holistic health for 25 years. I practiced. I was healed by a Zen Buddhist monk. Mm-hmm. I practiced macrobiotics.
Okay,
So
here I go, sweets.
I'm very aware. She's not aware. You know, we're 8 years difference. in age and...
Yeah. So I've got a couple minutes, my love, so let me go in and say this. She is a different personality than you are. As a result, neither of you will see things the same way. The interesting thing that I pick up is as she tells you that you are self-centered and all the rest of the things, it probably is a mirror that she needs to look back at herself. The most important thing that I can say to you is that if you can accept yourself in not wanting to talk to her, that's the first best medicine. The second thing is to practice self-forgiveness. And it doesn't mean you're going to forget it, but what can you do to heal yourself? The next thing is you have a tremendous amount of creativity that is right at the surface. Let's find a way to be able to channel it so you can create new friends. You can create what you're looking for that truly is for you. And that's not self-centered, truly for you that will bring you the healing. And you are absolutely right. It was so small that this is not about the cancer. This is about you accepting yourself for the beauty of who you are. Excuse me, I have to get off the air. I hope that helped, honey. Again, mass is great. Prayers are great. All the things that you are doing are working. All of those are part of the self-forgiveness aspect of it. So thank you, Janine. If you would like to come back, sweetie, I'll be looking for your name. I'll take your call another time again. I want to thank everyone for joining me today. Remember my Your Health teleclass tomorrow evening. Light and love to all of you. Have a wonderful week. And then I will see you next week on the radio. Have a wonderful week. Light and love. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Carol Ryberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.ryberger.com. That's www.ryberger.com. See you soon.